If you want your current health to go beyond symptom relief and step into a system of healing, then you've tuned in to the right place. Welcome to Jumpstart Your Health with host Robert Scott Bell from the American Academy of Homeopathy. Join us as we explore the successful natural healing methods that bring the power of healing back to you. Now, here's your host, Robert Scott Bell.
Rocking the health world with the healing power of radio. Robert Scott Bell shares from personal experience the triumphs of overcoming illness and the power of healing through mind, body, spirit, emotion, economy, and yes, even politics.
Wow.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here is the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell. To heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
Texas Governor Rick Perry signed an executive order to require young girls to be vaccinated against HPV.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
Aspartame's approval was one of the most contested in FDA history.
Things that make you go,
You can't pay lip service to the Constitution without obeying it.
Where's freedom?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve jello.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yay! Wow. That was quite a trip down memory lane, Superdoc. And, you know, when I say, you know, the show sounds so good because of Super Don, I'm not kidding you. You know, you go all the way back to when it was, I don't know, it was a lot different. It was called Jumpstart Your Health when I first got syndicated. And to this point where, you know, you listen. And the thing is, why did you even want to work with me? I mean, I had a Neil Diamond opening from Hot August Night of 1972. You could have just said, I'm not working with that guy. He likes Neil Diamond.
You know, I mean, honestly, we touched on this, I think, yesterday or the day before, that when I first started in radio, your show was one of the first shows I worked on. It was a weekend show. It was one day a week, Sunday morning, and I was the call screener. And I sat there and I was listening. At the time, I really wasn't into natural health or anything like, you know, I was kind of into bodybuilding and stuff like that, but.
You were, you know, smoking and drinking and burping and farting.
Yeah, having all kinds of, I was having a great time. But, now what happened? No, just kidding. So I'm listening to this guy, Robert Scott Bell, and I was just like, you know, he's like bucking the system, you know, rooting for the underdog, taking on, you know, big government stuff. And that was just a part of me that it was part of my personality, part of my soul was, you know, taking on the bad guys and, you know, fighting the battle and fighting the man. And so I enjoyed listening to you. And as I listened and I listened, I started learning more and realizing that, wow, you know, we're thinking outside the box here. You know, we're looking at things from a different perspective. And, you know, I was listening to what you were doing. And I was going, man, you know, I've got all these other shows that I'm working on. They're these Monday through Friday, nationally syndicated, all the news clips and big sound stuff. And I was like, why not put this into this show? This show deserves it more than these guys do.
Well, as you joked yesterday, I was like, I'm rocking the health world. You hear me say that, and you're like, wait,
yeah.
you're opening with Neil Diamond? How are you rocking
the health world? The first thing. I'm like, come on, violins and flutes are not rocking the health world. We got to do something here. So, you know, we kind of put our minds together, and I kind of pushed the envelope with you a little bit and got you to kind of, you know, upgrade a little bit, you know, with the sound and stuff, and the rest is history.
Well, there you go. You've got the lineage now. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as Super Don did. Self-indulgent. No, no, he's worthy. He's worthy, and we appreciate him very much here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And can you imagine, you know, you think about this, it's like Felix that called yesterday on the show. You know, he was a listener to the Jerry Doyle Show. How they connect from all over. Last caller through GCN. Of course, we got our loads of fans out there through Natural News, thanks to Mike Adams, naturalnewsradio.com, streaming it on through. But can you imagine living in a country where you didn't have to sue the government in order to know what a food does? Isn't that a weird thing to even say?
Right.
Wouldn't it be neat? Like everybody, let's hold hands and say after. Wouldn't it be neat if we could live in a country where we didn't have to sue the government to find out or tell anybody what a food does, what a nutrient does, what a mineral does? And if you think I'm exaggerating for effect, no. Look at my friend Jonathan Emord, the FDA dragon slayer, since we were talking about FDA last hour and defunding them. The idea that you have to sue the government to say, hey, look, you see all the science on selenium? Yeah, it's really cool. Peer-reviewed, published everywhere. I mean, it's extensive. And look what it shows. It stops cancer in its tracks. It reverses cancer. It prevents cancer. It treats cancer. Selenium. But you can't say it.
Right.
You put the sign up in the health food store. Anti-cancer section. Selenium. The star. The FDA comes in. States come in. They try to put you out of business. They fine you.
See, and I'll tell you what, that was probably one of the first things that really wowed me about what you were talking about when I first started listening to your show, was that it was like, yo, we can't say this, because if you say this, then the FDA is going to come down and do this. And to me, I was sitting there going, wait a minute, that's not right. That's not fair. Why can't you say that? Why do they come after you? And as I dug deeper and I dug deeper and I started learning about the injustice that is going on, the persecution that's going on around the country by way of government legislation and policy that has been written in order to keep the little guy from having a chance to do something outside of what it is that government and big business right. has said they can do, I was like, hey, I'm all for this. I'm on board. Let's do something with this.
So my rants were legendary in the past. I think, have I gotten calmer over the years? I think so. I mean, I'm frightening little old ladies a little bit less occasionally.
A little bit. I've got to light a fire under your feet once in a while. But, you know, listen, if you remember back in the day, we came up with these things called promos that we would play on the show every once in a while. And, you know, we just in the last hour, we were talking about the NIH, right?
Well, and the FDA. We got them both covered, don't we?
And the FDA. So, you know, we've got actually, if you don't mind, since we're going a little retro here, I've got a couple of promos here that I pulled out of the archive that I thought maybe we could play for people to hear.
Well, knock yourself out, Super Don. I'll just be over here in the corner.
All right. Well, I'll let you pick. NIH or FDA? Which one?
Well, since we were just talking FDA, and of course you need to sue the FDA, the FDA does not make me happy.
Right.
That's not what I call pursuit of happiness. I don't want to have to sue the government if I'm, you know, wanting to care for a kid with cancer with selenium, right? So,
right.
Yeah, do the FDA one.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA has gone beyond infection, and it's now a cancer, and it has no integrity left upon which to build a new healthy foundation. Now, they have no interest in doing their job of protecting the American public. If the drug industry needs a regulatory agency to look the other way on drug safety, then just create your own dang one. Don't let the taxpayers have to fund your illicit, dangerous, and deadly activity. And if they want your drugs, they'll buy them. They want them. When they learn the truth, they're not gonna. And that's what you don't want. That's what you can't handle. You can't handle freedom.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
And the bureaucrats, too, in lust with money and power to give up their pharmaceutical teeth. And the mainstream media is not willing to go on record to acknowledge this truth because they're all on drugs, just like the senators, the congressmen, the president. What other explanation is there? You tell me.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, yeah, man, retro. You know, I stand by everything that I said there, too. I don't think that much has changed.
Of course, you know what?
Drugs.
That was I remember specifically. Now, this was back in 2006 when I put this together.
Okay.
That was the first time I had heard anybody on the radio use the word teat.
T-E-E-T.
Teat.
Right. You weren't a farm boy, neither was I. I learned about that later in life.
The pharmaceutical teat, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's a classic one. And, yeah, I mean, what you said then applies just as much today as it did then.
Yeah, and then we come back to that story last hour about the NIH, right? We got to fund these kids that need advanced chemo. And how many of us know about these stories, you know, in the mainstream media, like covered on Natural News, right? I mean, there's a teenager that recently recovered from a brain tumor, for goodness sake. Is that why I'm reading this right?
Yeah, and she did it with raw foods.
Raw food, for goodness sake. And you know, we need more money to fund the NIH for chemo. Look, if you could do that with raw food, why do we, if you want to fund it, fund a study as to how that happened. I mean, we kind of know how it happens already. We cover it all the time. Even Carol Alt, for goodness sake, supermodel Carol Alt we had on the show. Now she's got some level of an outlet on Fox News. She got cured of her cancer, uterine cancer, with the help of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez with, what, raw food, detoxification. None of that is coming through the NIH. Where's the study on mass level detoxification? It's not there. So did I have anything nice to say about the NIH all those years ago since you're going retro?
Well, yeah, and there was a story that we covered then about the NIH doing a clinical study, and you ranted great on that one, and this is the promo that I put together with that rant.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want the truth? There's no way to tell what is the truth, legitimate science coming out of or through the NIH. You know, it was once considered a revered institution whose excrement, if you could say that, did not stink, and now it's a cesspool of pharmaceutical governmental corruption.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
The website which announced the opportunity to enroll in the study for healthy volunteers said almost nothing about risk, but went on and on about good pay, free medical care, free food, digital TV, pool table, video games, DVD player, and free internet access. So while they're being destroyed chemically, they can be searching for porn on the internet. I mean, this is preying on the poor and ignorant. This is a quasi-medical profession. It can no longer claim nobility and high ideals. Their techniques are revealed for the atrocities that they are.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nice.
All right. Well, coming up next, we got poo in a pill. Poo in a pill?
Yay!
All right. Stand by.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I don't want to talk about this. Are you kidding me? Can we go back to the selenium topic? I like that a lot better. By the way, get your selenium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Good guy, supporting us for all these years. And it's the food-grown form that I utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. My family, my kids use it. So they're at 866-424-1077. And I am at 866-939-2355. It's that simple. Poo in a pill, really? I wish this was Winnie the Pooh in a pill, right? And everybody that loves Disney could go, oh, yeah, take Winnie the Pooh. But really, is this necessary? Now, I understand the reason why modern medicine is going, yep, fecal transplants, that's the way we're going to go. That's what we're doing, fecal transplants. And I'm not even arguing that they don't work. There is evidence to show that they have benefit. But I'm like, dude, really, is it necessary? I mean, do you think there might be another way to go? And could it be a probiotic? My goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say to the people that are putting poo in a pill, will you stop it? Just take your Dr. O'Hara's. You don't need to put poo in a pill. But this is what they're doing. They're saying, hey, you know, people don't want to have it put, you know, where, right? Like we do coffee. Super Don doesn't. But what we want to do is they want to put it in, you know, orally to get to C. diff, Clostridium difficile. You've heard of that, C. diff, which is
right.
You know, the infection actually caused by proton pump inhibiting drugs.
Right.
And you know, are they saying that probiotics are not enough? We have to put poo in the pill now too? Is that the argument here?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they're talking about this pill because, you know, fecal transplants is what it is that they have been talking about for several months now. We covered this when it first popped up on the radar.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to find something that is, you know, quite not as invasive and not quite as gross. But in the article,
this is gross. I'm sorry. Poo in a pill is right. So gross.
They do acknowledge probiotics. Yeah. I mean, they make a comparison. They say, like, you know, C. diff is what they're talking about, is the big, you know, monster and the reason why they do this. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that, you know, this doctor compares fighting C. diff with fecal bacteria as restoring a lawn that has become infested with weeds. This is the analogy they use. And he says here that C. diff can be destroyed using antibiotics, much like using herbicides to get rid of the weeds, but that does nothing to restore the lawn.
Right.
And then he says, alternatively, one can choose to reseed the lawn with fresh grass seed and hope the new grass crowds out the weeds. In other words, probiotics can sometimes boost healthy intestinal flora that crowd out the bad bug. But fecal transplantation is more akin to planting fresh sod across the entire lawn. See?
Dude, has anybody out there listened to why I do the Silver Aloe Protocol?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you like, if you want to do the lawn kind of thing, as I said, you've thrown napalm on the lawn for years, and there's nothing that grows there. It's dry, it's barren, it's rocky. You try to put the good guys back in, it's not enough. Now, okay, they're saying, all right, we throw poo in there, it'll reseed like the sod of a lawn. But, you know, I'm more interested in healing that, terrain, pre-sod. You know, you got to remove the toxins. You got to remove the microbes that are in imbalanced perspectives or presence there. And so, where do we really need to do that? I mean, if I do silver and aloe, I'm going to cleanse the gut. I'm going to clean it out. I'm going to eradicate the bad guys, the yeast and other things. And we're going to facilitate the integrity of the terrain itself, the tissue, the epithelium. You can use L-glutamine, you can use silica, the minerals to help replace or replenish, but the probiotics then you put in, and I understand the concept. They're good on concept. No problem. I'm just saying you don't have to do it their way, because their way is going to be 10 times or 100 times more expensive, because it will require what? A doctor's prescription. They're not going to let you go. Are they going to let you go out and just do your own poo and put it in your own pill?
Well, listen, in this article, this doctor, Dr. Tom Moore, he's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Kansas. There's a quote in here, which I'm sitting here shaking my head. He says he sees no reason why doctors can't begin using handmade fecal bacteria capsules to treat C. diff.
Okay.
Especially, and he says particularly since the FDA has lifted a moratorium it had placed on the practice.
Well, this is where you're going to have to ask your doctor, not only how often did they poop, but did they wash their hands? I mean, seriously, that's the reason you don't wash your hands.
Handmade fecal
spray them down with some silver before you go in. Doc, no offense here, but I don't know where your hands have been. Here's some silver. All over. I need some 911 stress control. Hold on. Oh, man, thinking about that.
Man.
I'm glad that I don't typically see doctors, but... Anyway, give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you haven't already lost your appetite, let's go to Chipotle next, shall we? Yes, they're upsetting the big agribusiness bag guys. Why? Because they made a cartoon, a stop-motion animation feature. We'll talk about that next, and anything else you'd like to, if you'd call in at 866-939-2355. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. All the links and banners are up at robertscottbell.com. Let's do some Chipotle next, shall we? Yes.
Woo. Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids corner sponsored by Shar, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
You know, if we were on the Food Network, we would have been canceled already today. No more him on the Food Channel. After poop hills and glands of beaver bottoms And wow, where have we been today, Super Don? What a show! You know, like you said, you're my producer, so I get to throw things your way. It's like, do you just like doing search terms, whatever you do, plus poo? And it's like, that's how you find all these stories.
I promise. I don't search for these stories. As Scott our board up pointed out, the poo finds you is what he said to me.
The poo finds Super Don. I don't know what that says about your bathing skills.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, there are some funny comments coming up through the social networks on the was it the beaver gland story we did last hour?
Yeah, castoreum. That's what it is that is found in the part of the beaver that's used for vanilla flavorings and stuff. But did you know, interestingly enough, there was actually a medical application for castoreum back in the 18th century. It was still in the what's called the materia medica.
Yep.
To treat different ailments, including headache, fever, hysteria. It was also used having to do with blood pressure.
Where did you go into the materia medica?
Analgesic, anti-inflammatory. Interesting stuff.
In homeopathic medicine, it's still used. That is very true. Let's see. Yeah, somebody wants to know, who is this? Oh, Karen put up there. Who was the first person that tasted that to figure that out, right?
Yes.
Hey, I caught a beaver.
Lick a beaver's butt.
What is that stuff?
Vanilla. No. I kind of like that.
Well, I think much more delicious is to go to Chipotle where they don't use anything related to beaver bottoms.
Oh, but I'll tell you what. If you're trying to quit smoking, apparently castoreum is also used to contribute to the flavor and odor of cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah,
can't be good.
One more thing in a cigarette there that you want to avoid, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely, we want to avoid that. Now, if we are to understand what's going on in food, we call that big food. Big food. This is big agribusiness. These are factory farmed animals. And you know how yesterday we were talking with Liam about faction, right? Using fiction to talk about things you couldn't really do in a fact-finding news story. They would never approve it. And it seems that Chipotle has taken Liam up on that concept. Or maybe they were first. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But they did. And I think we featured this a couple of weeks back when we first found it, which is this video. Do you have it linked up there? I'm trying to find my link on it. But they did a stop-motion feature animation kind of movie, if you will, a short-form movie about how food is produced. And it's kind of like a dystopian future. You know, a dystopian future where they're showing, you know, the caged animals, the factory farms, the being injected, all of that. Right. And you look at this, and I was blown away by it. I was like, wow, they really get it. And, you know, so in the midst of the cacophony of toxic food, of factory food in the big city, you know, they come out and they go, here, try this. It's real food. It's food that is not grown in a factory, right?
Right.
And now there's some blowback from big agribusiness on this. And I find it rather interesting because they're complaining about Chipotle making it harder for them to lobby Congress for special favors and privileges to feed the world, right? We need to be allowed to cage animals, to shoot them up with things that we claim we're not doing, but we are, and we don't want you to know, but now what, Chipotle's making us look bad. And interestingly enough, Chipotle is not, as far as I know, there's no evidence that they're actually lobbying anybody. They're not, they don't have a political action committee that I could find.
No.
If you know of one, let me know. They're not like funding certain candidates over others. They hardly even advertise. We're talking about factory farming, CAFOs. They're lobbying almost as big and bad as Big Pharma is. Like the biotech companies, GMOs. You know, how are we going to feed the world if we can't genetically modify it and spray it with pesticides? Or genetically engineer synthetic vitamin A, beta carotene into rice that'll be cooked off anyway and won't work. Right? That's the kind of thing they do. Chipotle puts out a harmless, beautifully done kind of animation thing talking about how food is produced. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to the way food was grown in the past and deliver that, make that available to people? And they're being attacked by those groups.
Well, you know, what's going on here is you know, people are accusing Chipotle of emotional manipulation. And I mean, and the way they simplify it, I mean, it's really, it's not fair in my
emotional
opinion,
manipulation.
Yeah, emotional manipulation used to sell burritos. You know, I mean,
I'm sorry. Do you feel? I mean, I know you might not have them where you are, but I don't feel in the slightest bit emotionally manipulated when I go to into a Chipotle. I'm actually grateful that there's an option out there to eat some clean
right.
food if you're out on the road.
Well, and that's it. And listen, anybody who has spent just a little bit of time doing some research, doing some homework about how big food works, about how the industrial agriculture, you know, business works. So, you know, I mean, take an hour and sit down and watch a documentary that shows it to you. I mean, just straight up, like Food Inc. I mean, come on. If you can come away from watching that and not be affected in some way, have your eyes opened, be
right.
enlightened a little bit, then there's something wrong with you. Because this is the truth. This is what goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, they just don't make the connection. You know, you ask a kid, you know, a lot of kids, where do you get chicken from? And they'll tell you, Safeway. You know, they don't understand that it actually comes from a farm, and even then, it really doesn't even come from a farm in most cases. It comes from, a warehouse. Where these chickens don't see the light of day, where they're injected with hormones and drugs to the point that they can't even walk. You know, it's inhumane.
But no, you're just tugging the heartstrings. You just,
oh,
you know,
I'm sorry. Like, yes, that's right. I'm just trying to sell burritos. Right.
Right, okay. But Harry Reid doesn't care about the animals. Oh, no, that's right. That was a fake thing. That was just Super Don doing his thing. Hey,
yes.
Listen to what they're saying here in the article. It's really amazing because, as we say, Chipotle's not lobbying the government. They're not trying to pass laws, which, you know, you could argue maybe they should ban some of these things that the other industry is doing. But they're just upset. And this is a guy, his name is Tom Super, right? Tom Super. Hey,
Super.
Hi, I'm Tom Super. No, it's not Super Don. Tom Super. And I'm spokesman for the National Chicken Council.
Oh,
and
nice.
Here's what I have to say. In general, this romanticized view of agriculture is not going to be able to feed the world. What?
Oh.
Wait, excuse me.
Huh?
Where is Chipotle saying that they're even trying to feed the world? They're trying to feed folks who want to buy from them. You know, in a market that allows for, hey, look, I want to go to Chipotle, as opposed to McDeath or something like that.
Yeah, because, listen, according to Big Food, the only way to feed the world is to do what? Genetically mm-hmm. modify everything, mm-hmm. pump all the animals full of hormones and drugs, you know. That's how we feed the world. Or we will create schmeat. In a laboratory, right? I mean, that's how we're going.
That's how we're
going to
feed the world, right? Or right. as we said, we put synthetic genetically modified vitamins into food that will not survive the food that you cook. That's feeding the world. That's feeding the whole world. They have no intention to feed the whole world. They're raping the world, the big agribusiness.
Right.
Now, this super guy has more to say. He says, I don't know if this qualifies as an ad, talking about the video. We have it linked up. But if it does, it's false advertising. We are for choice in the marketplace. We have chicken producers who produce organic, natural, no antibiotic, but we don't think it's beneficial to demonize one product system over the other. We all need to work together, right? It's kumbaya time, but if you were to argue that poisoning animals to feed the children is not good, they'll attack you. And one of the most emotional moments of the video, a close-up showing the sad eyes of a cow in a crate, is also inaccurate, several groups pointed out. Is it really inaccurate?
Really?
Have you seen the pictures of these cows in feedlot being fed genetically modified grains laced with antibiotics just to keep them alive in their own filth?
You know what? There are. I'll tell you what. A cow in a crate would be nice compared to what you see behind the scenes. You know, the stuff that they don't want you to see. The way these cows are being treated and the way they're being raised when they're standing, you know, in their own feces that have gone up, you know, their legs are sunk and they're in the feces of the other 5,000 cows that are crammed into a little corral that, you know, they can't even move around. A crate?
Maybe we can,
would be like a 5-star hotel.
Maybe we can put them in with the doctors who are hand rolling their poo pills.
Their poo pills, yeah. You can make lots of poo pills off the.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
What
well,
is
listen.
This?
Yeah, Chris Arnold, the company spokesman for Chipotle,
mm-hmm.
has a few quotes at the end of the article there. And the one in particular that I like, and I think is in line with, you know, really the point that we're trying to make here. He says, the idea is to get people to think. The idea is to get people to find more information. And that's happening. And the reaction that you see to a film like this, both good and bad, is exactly the intention. And so listen, what are they doing? They're trying to get a message across. They're trying to get people to think. They're trying to get people to do like what we do every Wednesday, is think outside the box, right? They're trying to get people to do their homework, get the information, learn about where their food is coming from. What are they putting in their mouth? Why is one better than the other? You know, so they're trying to educate people. And you know what? I am not going to knock Chipotle for doing that. And anybody who's going to come up and say otherwise has got some kind of financial interest behind them, just like Mr. Super. That's about selling, you know, bloated, hormone-injected chickens. It has nothing to do with false advertising. It has nothing to do with any romanticized view of, you know, of anything. It all has to do with the fact that he is losing money, his company is losing money, and he can go and sit there and say, we've got organic farmers, and we've got BS. This has nothing to do with that, because those organic farmers are just a little tiny little blip on the radar screen in comparison to the factory farmers that you are actually representing in your comments.
You call them out. You do that, Super Don. Now, Daniel just sent me a link to a story, since it's Pink Ribbon Month, breast cancer. How timing is this? Girls who regularly eat peanut butter and peanuts may reduce risk of breast cancer later.
Yeah,
this is it. Peanut butter prevents breast cancer. I'm thinking no mention of organic peanuts. And, of course, the aflatoxin and a lot of the hyperimmune responses to the point of anaphylaxis coming from peanuts. But by all means, King Bio tomorrow, Dr. Frank King will be with us. We'll be doing the Healing Revolution about so many of these good things that we do here. Man, I appreciate you, Super Don, making it sound so good. It's fun to go retro today. What do we got left?
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it?
Oh, health. We got health. Oh, it's a health show. That's right. Let's talk about cholesterol and gum disease. That'll be a good finale. You ready for that?
So.
Stick around. Tell your friends it's the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty and healthy gums.
That masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me, because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do they put that beaver stuff in chewing gum, too? Gums.
Probably.
We got gums. Yeah. I got gums on my mind here because this story from HealthFinder.gov. They always come through for us. When we need something highbrow and above the waistline, we go to HealthFinder.gov to find something.
Right? They are consistent, yes.
Now, you remember, Super Don, did you used to go to the dentist when you were a kid?
I did.
You still have your teeth, right?
I do.
All right. For our listeners in the UK on UK Health Radio, my apologies to you. I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Oh,
we love
on.
You.
Right. Low right. Blow. Low Austin, blow.
Austin Powers, right?
Yes.
I know. It's
oh,
a stereotype.
Behave.
Yes, a stereotype. So, what you go? Do you remember they always gave you good little gifts? I mean, this is before we were awake and realized fluoride wasn't good. You know, here, have a fluoride packet. What else did they give us when we left?
As the Novocaine was wearing off and, you know, I stopped drooling, you know, I walked out with a little gift bag and it had
a toothbrush
and some dental floss. And remember those little tablets that you would chew on that would, like, make your mouth show where, like, the plaque was and stuff
like that? The red things. I do remember
those. Yeah. So, you got a little gift bag, maybe a little balloon or something,
Extra fluoride in the toothpaste, and now, of course, the new and improved dental field, of course, they still, to some degree, put mercury in your mouth if you're not careful, but they also send you home now with Lipitor.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right, statins, medications, the new way to reverse gum disease.
Wow.
You know, this is so bizarre that they would even try to claim this. You know, when I was first learning about nutrition and homeopathy and other things, one of the things I learned about was coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, how healthy, how necessary it was for good gum health. And this was back in the 1990s, I remember talking about CoQ10. And do you remember the one thing among many things that statin drugs do? It wipes out your CoQ10.
Yes, it does.
And they're arguing that it's going to be good for what? Gum health. Now, what they say is they always look for evidence of inflammation. Because we do know that gum disease, there's inflammation. Inflammation sets the stage for the degrading of the integrity of connective tissue there with the gums. So they're trying to relate it with, well, statin drugs are used for, you know, the arteries and hardening the arteries. Could it be? Could it be? Of course, ignoring the fact that they're bleeding the CoQ10 that is so necessary for good gum health.
All right.
So, I want to argue that there's a lot better ways to deal with the gum and gum tissue. In fact, one of those ways, what?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, this is just one more thing. If you know, we've been after statins for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, every time an article comes out saying that there's something bad about it. I mean, yeah, we were just talking about statins and cataracts a week or two ago. Every time one of those stories comes out, they've got to come out with some other fantastic study that just showed that statins, you know, prevent the clubbing of baby seals or something. You know, I mean, it's just, there's something else that statins are supposed to be good for. I mean, you remember Dr. Oz had the guy on talking about how statins were the fountain of youth?
Fountain of youth. Well, listen, the only legitimate reason or a reason they can claim any legitimacy is because there's some evidence that statin drugs reduce some inflammation, but at a very high cost. Very high cost that we don't need to resort to at all. In fact, you know, I was talking to my son, you know, he's a teenager. I was like, son, are you flossing? No, Dad, I haven't been flossing. So I got him back on flossing just recently. In addition to brushing, of course. And what happens is gums bleed. Because if you don't do that for a while, they kind of wuss out. The gums start wussing out.
Right.
And, you know, you can bet that whoever funded this, they manufacture statin drugs, this idea. It always is coming with strings attached.
You know, the thing that's interesting to note here is that the study itself was funded by Merck. Now, listen, though. Here's the interesting thing. Let's connect the dots here. Merck funded the study. The drug that was used in the study was not the one that Merck manufactures.
That's weird.
So why do you think that is? Let's put on my thinking cap. I think it's because if Merck funded the study and used their drug, people would say, conflict of interest, right?
Yeah, so you're right. If they use the same category of drug, then they can claim, hey, it's the same category. Oh, I got you. Listen, Super Don, your thinking cap is on. Before we're ending the day, though, I got to give some other gum remedies. By the way, I have my son swish and swirl with Sovereign Silver because that reduces tissue inflammation, heals the wounds there, and, of course, neutralizes any bacterial growth that may not be there, not supposed to be there at this point. But also homeopathic remedies. There is a gum formula from King Bio. And, of course, you want to look to use homeopathic Baptisia, Rustox, if you have decaying teeth like those in the UK, Creosotum, and Staphysagria. Good ones, all right? So keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is, just your place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. A little humble homeopath trying to annoy the bad guys, but loving the good guys. Super Don, thank you. Scott, thanks on the board. Thank you for calling in. All y'all, tell your friends. We'll be back in 22 hours from now. I believe that's right, because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy.
Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.